With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Key senators and families of the 67 dead in that airliner collision with an Army chopper 1 year ago near Washington are convinced the advanced aircraft locator systems recommended by experts would have prevented the tragedy, but it remains unclear if Congress will pass a measure requiring every plane and helicopter to use them. Senate panel Thursday holding hearing to highlight the matter. Texas Republican Ted Cruz.
Layers upon layers of human intervention and technology are meant to close any vulnerabilities or figurative holes left by the previous layer. Unfortunately, just over 1 year ago, that safety system failed just 3 miles from here at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport.
European Union leaders holding talks confronting varied pressures from Russia, China, and the United States.
German and Italian leaders are pushing deregulation, rebooted ties with Washington, and more trade deals. Speaking a day before the meeting, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz.
Overregulation in this European Union, on our European continent, hampers our economic growth.
France is pushing European preference to protect key industries and to steer defence spending towards EU arms makers. French President Emmanuel Macron has proposed issuing Eurobonds to help finance investment in key sectors. I'm Karen Chemas.
Virginia's Supreme Court has ruled that a U.S. Marine and his wife will be able to keep an Afghan orphan they brought home in defiance of the U.S. government's decision to reunite the child with her Afghan family, ruling likely ends a very bitter legal battle. This is SRN News. Well, Christians still support President Trump.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that white evangelicals remain perhaps his strongest constituency. About 70% of them like the way the president is doing his job, and nearly 60% support all or most of his policies and actions. However, there has been some slippage from the early days of Mr. Trump's second term, when 66% of white evangelicals say they backed all or most of his policies. Michael Harrington reporting.
Well, President Trump is planning to withhold some public health and transportation money from a group of Democratic-led states over their continued promotion of transgenderism and DEI. Full details have not been released, but the administration reportedly looking at California, Colorado, Illinois, and Minnesota. The offices of the governors in all those states say they have not had any communication from Mr. Trump. This is SRN News. Well, the Trump Kennedy Center warning staff members that a planned 2-year renovation shutdown could lead to job cuts, even short-term or otherwise. Rich Thomason reports.
Center President Richard Grenell tells staff that most departments could shrink temporarily or permanently. He says department heads will evaluate needs over the next few months. The Performing Arts Mecca is slated to close in early July. The Trump administration has shared few details about what the renovation will entail, although President Trump has suggested it will be a large-scale project. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Three fans who have attended every Super Bowl, all 60 of them, say the streak may soon be over. Don Chrisman, Gregory Eaton, and Tom Henschel of Florida, the last remaining members of the exclusive club, but two of those gentlemen now say advancing age and mobility issues may keep them away. More details, srnnews.com.